With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome, dear listener, to this week's EvoStick Extra. My name is Ben Hughes, and coming up in this week's show, we'll be speaking with the managers at Blyth Spartans and Grantham Town. We'll also be hearing from Nantwich Town, Colville, Stafford Rangers. We'll also be speaking to Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio on that big Whitby v Buxton match this weekend. Plus, Thomas Fahini from Radio Yorkshire on Frickley Athletic against Sutton Coldfield Town. All of that and a little bit more on this week's EvoStick Extra. So hello and welcome, dear listener, to this week's show. Very shortly, we're going to be speaking to James Hayes, previewing all of this week's fixtures. Plus, we've also got Adam Stevens from Grantham Town coming on, as well as Alan Armstrong from Blyth Spartans. But before we get to that, it's now time to look back at last weekend's results in the league. And that can only mean one thing. It's now time to hand over to me and Swamper in the past, Tuesday night at Silverlands, as we attended Buxton against Stafford Rangers. So hello everyone and welcome to this week's EvoStick Extra. You join us here at Silverlands, the home of Buxton. And today we're here for Buxton against Stafford Rangers in the NPL Premier Division. And joining me now at half time, where it's one apiece between the two sides, we're now joined by the welcome return, Swampair.
Yes, good evening, Ben, on this cold evening here at Silverlands. It's just dropped down about 10 degrees in the last 5 minutes, but an interesting game. A team currently, I think, about 16th in division against a team that are second, and half-time here, one apiece, an even contest. And to be honest, Stafford Rangers taking a lead on the in the 38th minute, and it's been a good contest, really. There's not a great deal separating the two teams, and it should be an interesting second half. It just goes to prove how tight this division is. You know, Buxton riding high, just one place off top spot at the moment, and in a tough encounter against the team from Staffordshire.
I mean, the Stafford don't look like a team who are currently 16th in the league. I mean, we've been banging on about it on EvoStick Extra now for ages, that it's just a matter of time before Stafford climb up the table, and Neil Kitchen thinks they're going to climb up the table, and they've got a very good team here, haven't they?
Yeah, they've got a good team. They're well drilled. They've got big lad up top in the form of the big number nine, and he's a big lad. In fairness, is Kyle Perry, so he holds the line well. They've got quite a bit of experience in the team with Levi Reed and his brother. I'm just listening to the great music behind me now. Just and Isaac Reed, both of ex of Macclesfield. And it's been a good contest, and I can see where Neil's thinking is this team are capable of getting themselves into the playoffs, playing against a good team in Buxton, and the welcome return for Buxton of Liam Hardy, and in the opening minute, well, he just hit the post, and could have marked his coming back to this football club with a goal. But as I say, interesting encounter. Not necessarily being ruined by the referee, but he's not helping along. There's been, I think, five bookings in the first 45 minutes, and it's been, an interesting counter.
I say a couple of them were bookings. The rest were all a bit of a bit weak, to be honest.
They were, yes.
Buxton's match on Saturday was postponed, but there is this thing where we've been covering Buxton now, you know, keeping an eye on them, because obviously they've been in the title mix, that clubs are going to come in, nab their players, but to get Hardy back, I think they've signed McGee this week as well from Workington Savuma. They're not losing players, they're adding to the squad.
I think when at this stage of the season, if you've got a chairman who has got ideas of hopefully getting promoted into the Conference North, it's nice for them that they're going to put the money in take the money out of the pocket and bring some players in, and that's what they seem to have done. There's a bit of an intent to the rest of the league that as well, the likes of Hardy, they've got the likes of Luke Hinsley that they got from Frickley, and as I say, McGee looks like he's on his way from Workington here as well, so it's good intent from Buxton, and they'll be looking to press on and really keep on the coattails of Blyth, who are this evening are currently winning as well. So it's good to see bringing in new players, and I'm sure the manager will be very happy with that as well. And they'll be continuously looking throughout the season to improve the squad. So you know, it's going to be interesting, as I say. Buxton have been here and hereabouts on and off over the last three or four seasons. This season they intend to maybe try and get themselves promoted even more so with, as I say, these new additions.
We're recording this on Tuesday night. It's half time, as you can tell by the PA music, and there's some matches going on which we can kind of touch upon, but really we can only base what we know on fact.
Yes.
And what is a fact is Saturday's results in the league. Blyth Spartans are out in front, a 2-0 win against Nantwich, and that is a very big result that for Blyth Spartans, because we were saying last week that, you know, Nantwich coming, it could go either way. To win 2-0 against Nantwich, I think shows where Blyth are at the moment as a football club.
Well, I say, you know, we've waxed lyrical for a long, long time about them. We know the qualities. We know this time and thereabouts this season, they improve and improve and improve. And 2-0 against Nantwich, are a good footballing team. You know, it just shows the pedigree and quality of Blyth Spartans at this moment in time. And once they get their noses in front, Blyth will be making sure that they just do not lose that top spot, because there are a lot of teams in and around them, you know, good quality teams in and around them, the likes of Oxley, Buxton, Rushall, Whitby and Spennymoor. And as I say, you know, big result, good result for them, winning by 2-0. So, you know, it's for them to stay where they are, keep improving, keep working, and plenty of time to go, I know. But you've got to win your games at home and don't get beat away, and that's the makings of a championship team.
Now, Buxton, obviously, they didn't play on Saturday, so based on results, Buxton could go top tonight, but Blyth are 2-0 up currently, I think, away at Skem, so we'll keep an eye on that. Rushall didn't play on Saturday, currently in third position. All three of those teams are separated by 1 point, although Buxton and Rushall have played a game more. Actually, that might not be the case, actually, on Tuesday. This is confusing. Whitby are in fourth position at the minute. They travelled to the Grove on Saturday, 2-0 away defeat to Hales Owen. Settles the nerves a bit for Hales Owen, but doesn't do Whitby's title chances any good.
No, but what Whitby can do is try and make amends for that with a home tie against Buxton this Saturday. So for them, they'll be looking to get back into winning ways. As I say, a team that we talked about on last week's show, who will be actually made up where they are in the league. They just really now want to just stay within that top five spot, get them, you know, get at least a playoff position this season, and for them that'll be absolutely fantastic. But again, they can really make amends by, you know, beating a team that are above them at this moment in time in Buxton on Saturday. So you know, it'll be interesting come Saturday's results.
Whitby staying fourth despite that defeat. That's because Spennymoor could only manage a draw on Saturday, an away draw at Marine.
Well, again, it's a tough place to go to, you know, and Marine are no mugs, and, you know, Spennymoor...
Marine's goal, by the way, was a cracker. If you go on YouTube and look it up, it's a cracking goal.
Well, you know, they've gone away from home, they haven't been beaten. They're, as I say, first time in this division this season, Spennymoor, and, you know, on 45, 46 points currently. So, it's so tight amongst them top teams. They've already played 26 games. You know, Blyth has played 25. The other two teams played 27, 28. You know, they've got a big game at the weekend as well.
Workington in sixth, and they made it two wins from two. A good win, 4-1 win at home to Michelover Sports. That puts Workington slap bang right now in the playoff race, where they're 1 point from the playoff positions. They have played a couple of games more than everyone else around them, but having Workington there, I think we were saying this a couple of weeks ago, there's only Blyth and Workington who've got any experience of being in this top part of the table.
Yeah, certainly, and Workington have that pedigree, as we know, and they're on the shoulder now, aren't they? They're just on the cusp of everybody else, and they'll be every other team above them now will be looking over the shoulder. You know, and Stourbridge will be looking at them as well, because Stourbridge is just below them at this moment in time, but I think they're winning again this evening. So, you know, I mean, Workington, they're a team that, you know, such, you know, ex-league football club, you know, a lot of pedigree, a lot of history up there. And, you know, they'll be looking for playoffs this season. You know, I think they were a bit disappointing last season. The season before, they missed out in the division, FC United winning the league and Workington finished second and then getting beat in the playoffs. So, you know, this season they'll be wanting to make amends and hopefully, you know, they can finish themselves again in that top five spot. But again, all these teams at the moment will be looking to win the league, because there's no one really out there at this moment in time.
Stamford Bridge as well, in seventh position, they're the ones to watch at the moment because of the games in hand they've got, and obviously with the cup run they've had, it could go one of two ways. After you get knocked out of the cup, you could go, got to play Skem in a league match in our next game after playing Wickham. They've answered it on Saturday, 4-0, beating Skelmersdale United.
Well, I suppose in a certain way it's a great time to play a team that are bottom of the division with no confidence, and they did that with Skem and they put them to the sword. The centre forward's gone out on loan, I believe, to West Bromwich Albion.
Birmingham.
I thought it was West Brom.
He was at West Brom. Scar, his name is. Yeah. And now he's gone for a second trial at a league club with Birmingham.
So he's going with Birmingham. Okay, you say Birmingham like you're Tony Cascarino. He can't say Birmingham either.
Birmingham.
No, Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Birmingham. So you go, Birmingham. Oh, what? Birmingham. Starbridge, great story this season. As I said, you know, for me, the team of 2016 been absolutely outstanding. 4-0, winning tonight again. They've got the peckers up, so to speak. They're working hard as a unit. They're a good team to watch. We've seen them, you know, I saw them live on the television on a few occasions over the last few seasons. And equally been down to watch them. And they're a good team, full of confidence. And you know, that FA Cup run will do them no harm, because they've shown straight away that they can bounce straight back after a narrow defeat. In fairness, you know, 2-1 was pretty much, for me, it could have been 2 apiece, could have got going back to the replay, but they're back to the business end of trying to get out of this division, and again, a team to look out for, certainly.
Now, let's just go down towards the bottom end of the table. We mentioned the Skem result, obviously. Second from bottom at the moment is Ilkeston. Ilkeston got beat in the 6-pointer against Sutton Coldfield. We said it was a must-win, really, for both teams. Sutton Coldfield won it. Frickley weren't in action. So the gap now between Sutton Coldfield and Frickley is 3 points. But it's Ilkeston, isn't it? I mean,
I just can't see any way out for Ilkeston this season, to be honest. I really believe that their season is over. It's a personal opinion. It's a football club I really, really enjoy, and I love going down there and enjoying the hospitality. But I just feel they set precedent last season with what they did, and this season it's just been horrendous for them, and I just can't see any way out, unfortunately. And, you know, I suppose when you were, I mean, no team will be looking down below them going, well, they're already gone. You'll play every game as if, like, you know, your life depends upon it when you're the bottom of the division. But, you know, I'm looking at it from an unbiased perspective, thinking they're two teams, Skem and Ilkeston, that are two of the teams out the bottom four that will be going this season.
And what about Corby? Corby got a 0-0 against Warrington, which, given the run Corby, they're unbeaten now in four, and that's a good result, that.
It's a tremendous result, and you know, if Corby continue this rich vein of form they're in at this moment in time, there's no reason why they can't get out of that bottom four. They've been there pretty much for quite a long time now, and they've got that situation where, you know, nothing to lose, let's go for it, and if we can put a few games together, you know, we might be able to get out of that. And they're doing that at this moment in time against a Warrington Town team, mid-table, and Warrington this season are cementing their position in this division, looking to go again for next season. I would have thought that I can't see them get anywhere near the playoffs, and they're going to be a mid-table team. But good result for Corby, certainly.
Now, there's just a couple of results we just need to mention. Grantham Town 2, Barwell 2. Anything to add? Both teams have been cracking this season. Grantham is still there or thereabouts, but they've not got that many league games left, having played 29.
They have, yeah. They've got the points on the board. They're for me, massively safe. 4 points, from
playoffs
again. You know, I mean, but I think at this moment in time, that middle batch will be all looking to try and make upset, see what happens with the teams at the top. But I can't see Grantham, you know, sneaking into there, to be honest. And Barwell, you know, Barwell are just again another cracking club, and at the moment in 12th position, they've played a lot of games. I think those two teams have just finished where they're or thereabouts, where they are at this moment in time.
Now, just before we go, because the teams are about to kick off for the second half here,
and the referee has a very loud whistle.
He does. Just a mention for Matlock Town in the second round of the FA Trophy. They went 2-0 up away at Barrow. Cracking effort from Matlock Town. Whisper it quietly, because we are at Silverlands. but they should be really proud of that. That's a superb effort.
Any team from the Northern Premier Division going up against a conference team and doing as well as they did, and nearly getting, you know, the victory, all testament to them, and well played to them. There's nothing else you can say, really, apart from well done, unlucky, and they'll go again.
Well, the second half here at Sylvans is now underway, so that means we should hand back to the studio to find out who won. Thank you. Thank you, Swamper.
You're very welcome, Ben.
So, welcome back to the studio. A big thank you to the hospitality shown at Buxton on Tuesday evening. A fabulous evening was had by all. Cracking pie and peas, superb stuff. Unfortunately, though, it was not the best of nights for Buxton on the field. Buxton 1, Stafford Rangers 3 was the full-time score there. The great run of Stafford Rangers continues, and Buxton remain in second position in the league table. And after the match, Chris Elsley of Stafford Rangers TV caught up with Stafford Rangers manager Neil Kitching.
Great win tonight, 3-1, you must be absolutely chuffed with that.
Yeah, over the moon. Fantastic win, fantastic performance as well. Martin said to me on the way off the pitch at full-time, that's probably our best performance of the season. And I wouldn't disagree, definitely our best performance on the road against top of the league. You know, they're top for a reason. They've been the best side in the division so far, and we've come here and without being disrespectful, we've outplayed them from start to finish for me. And fully deserve the win, and I'm just pleased that we put on a performance for the fans that have come. You know, it's a big effort getting here on a Tuesday night. You know, you're aware that there was a late kick-off, 8 o'clock. We got lads stuck in traffic in Ashbourne at 7 o'clock, really, 4 or 5 of the players that started. So to get here, get stripped and play, let alone put a performance on like that, I think it's a massive effort.
So you nearly had to put your boots on yourself, didn't you, at one point?
Well, we had 9 players here at 7:15, yeah. 7 o'clock, you know, and the warm-up starts at 10 past, you know, and you've got lads that have rushed out of work and accident in Ashbourne. Thankfully, nobody injured from our lads, you know, because our lads were involved in the accident. You know, so they've jumped in other people's cars and got here. You know, I didn't arrive till late. So it's any Tuesday night, it's difficult, but to get to Buxton on a Tuesday is really difficult. But to come and perform like we've performed, you know, they deserve massive, massive credit because we played well. You know, first half, especially, I thought we dominated the game, deserved to go ahead, create some good goal scoring opportunities. I thought the quality could have been a little bit better in the final third, first half. Disappointed with the goal, I thought, for us to concede from a set piece, you know, it's unlike us, but we did. Rallied them at half time. And second half, you know, fantastic performance. Front three, a many saw night, strength, pace, power. Midfield three that never lost a first or a second ball in the middle of the park. And, you know, a back four and a goalkeeper that never got breached at all throughout the game, really, let alone second half. And that's where I think, you know, we dominated the game mostly second half.
And we did obviously have the advantage once they went down to 10 men, and I think it was all one-way traffic then, wasn't it? They didn't really threaten at all after that.
No, you know, and they've got some real sharp, quick forward players, you know, and there was always a worry, even with 10 men, that they'd cause us problems. But, you know, we did really drive it home when they went down to 10 men and made the extra man count, kept the ball reasonably well and used, you know, the spacing behind both centre-halves to penetrate.
And now hopefully take that into Saturday face Grantham.
Yeah, you know, this is a real, real good result, and I can't reiterate again, performance-wise, energy levels, work rate and desire from all of them, subs included. And, you know, it's a real, real good result. But it'll only be that good if we maintain our home form and make sure we pick up 3 points against Grantham.
Grantham are on a good run of form themselves, aren't they?
Well, I think they're top of the form division, and we're second, maybe. So, you know, it's they're doing really well. You know, they're a good side, got good players, young side, and it should make for a good game. But this will be an even better result if we pick up 3 points on Saturday.
OK, thanks very much, Neil.
No worries, thank you. Cheers.
So, a big thank you there to Stafford Rangers TV. Those were the post-match thoughts there of Neil Kitching following Stafford Rangers' win over Buxton midweek. Joining me now, though, to reminisce about the week that's just gone, but also to predict, in some ways, what's about to happen in the future, we're now joined by Mr. Future himself, James Hayes. Hello, James. How's things?
I'm not too bad, Ben, yourself?
I'm good. I'm all good.
Buxton was cold enough for you, like it was a couple of weeks ago.
Eager-eared listeners might notice that my voice has suddenly gone a bit deeper from what it was on Tuesday night. That's because I've got a cold now. I was freezing, and now I'm poorer, and I can barely speak. I'm on painkillers, but I'll be all right. I'll be all right, James. We're going to get through this together. We should say we're recording this bit of the show on Wednesday evening. Therefore, we don't know the score between Corby Town and Colville Town, but I'm sure football was the winner. Now, James, some big, big matches coming up this weekend, and to prove just how big they are, we've got some big, big guests coming on this week's show. We've got Alan Armstrong at Blythe, he's coming on. Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio, he's coming on. We've got the Grantham Town manager, Adam Stevens, coming on as well, plus Thomas Feeney on that big six-pointer between Frickley and Sutton Coldfield. So it's all happening on this week's show. Just to say where we are with the title race then, on Tuesday night we mentioned the Buxton result against Stafford Rangers. A big result that for Stafford Rangers, 3-1 there. Blythe Spartans, though, have proper capitalised on Buxton slipping up there, going to Skelmersdale United and winning by 4-1. Superb stuff there. Michelova Sports 0, Stourbridge 4. Cracking result that for Stourbridge. And Michelova Sports, they've not been on the best of runner forms at the moment. Michelova Sports will be hosting Blythe Spartans this weekend. We're going to hear from Alan Armstrong in a second, but your thoughts, James, on this one here. This one, potential for banana skin for Blythe, but they're on a good runner form at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. You've got to look at Michelover altogether at the moment. They've lost the last four now, and this isn't the form that they had a couple of weeks ago. So I think Blythe Spartans at this moment, with games in hand as well, they've come off a fantastic form since they lost to Whitby over Christmas and the upsets they had in round October, November. And now they're capitalising on the games in hand that they've got. Alan should be looking at this as not as an easy 3 points. That's definitely not the case. We know what Michelover are capable of. But at the same time, they just need the 3 points just to, again, cement themselves at the top end of the table.
Well, those are the views of James Hayes. But let's go now to the manager at Blythe Spartans. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Alan Armstrong. Hello, Alan. How's things?
I'm fine, Ben. Thanks.
Well, better than fine, I'd imagine. At the moment, at time of recording, top of the league table, opened up a bit of a gap now, in great form.
Yeah, we've done quite well since I've took over. The lads have done exceptionally well. We've had to change the system a few times, and they've took everything on board really, really well. And at the minute, we're in a good place, but there's a long way to go. Everyone can beat everyone in the league. You've seen that, and I think it's quite a stronger league than last year, to be fair, as all the teams seem to have strengthened quite a bit.
And the last time we had you on, I think you were just about getting your feet under the desk after. I mean, even during the transition period, you were still getting the results, and it must be really pleasing for you and all the coaching staff, just how well the players have adapted to. We had Mark Rivers on a while ago, and he says it's more an evolution rather than a revolution at the club.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I come in and I've said to the lads straight away that them were there first hand. I knew they had a decent squad and we just wanted to work with them. I was there to work with them, not against them. And everything we've tried, they've took everything on board we've said, tried new things, they've took that on board, and some things work, some things haven't. But I've got a good squad there, a good squad of players. I've strengthened it recently with a couple more. And it's really good at the minute, but we know it's not going to be easy. Once you get to the top, everyone's there to shoot at you. So I would have rather been sneaking under the radar, but I'll take the points on the board, definitely.
It's a resilient side as well, because obviously you had that Whitby Town defeat, but you've not really looked back from that.
No, the Whitby game, if I'm honest with you, even the manager said that we should have come away with some without a shadow of a doubt. It was probably, the pitch didn't suit us, really, probably really windy. We couldn't play with normal football. A couple of mistakes and we were two down. We missed a penalty in the game and we missed a couple of chances. So it wasn't as if we didn't have enough opportunity to get something out of the game. It was just one of them days, I think, and that's what I said to the lads. We've just got to move on. Every game is different and we've took that on board. That's what we've done every time we've lost a game, whether it be a cup game, league. I think we've only lost two league games. They've responded in a really positive way, which is great.
And you said you'd rather be sneaking under the radar. This time last year, I think Blythe were here, and they were being stalked somewhat by Darlington lurking in the background. How are you going to keep the squad, the eye on the prize in a way, and make sure that is it a case of one game at a time, that kind of thing?
It's an old cliche, everyone says it, you know, it is one game at a time, and There's plenty of strength in there for me, you look at the teams that you've got, Spennymoor, Stourbridge, they're one fall behind, and they've got a similar amount of games. Stourbridge, I think the last defeat they had was against us in the league, and they were a really good outfit, and they had a great cup run. They'll strengthen with the money they've got from that cup run. So I think them will definitely be ones to watch. Matlock are a really strong side as well. It is, honestly, the way it is, you look at the teams in there, it's going to be really tough, but I've said to the lads, we've just got to concentrate on us. We've just got to concentrate on every game, try and get as many points as possible and see where it takes us.
And the next game is Michelover Sports, part of that gang of four, as I like to say, who they might be mid-table, but they haven't half got a bite to them. What are you expecting this weekend at Michelover?
A real tough game, especially every away game is really tough, and they pick up points, Michelover. I think they're a little bit inconsistent, and they've won a few games against some of the top seven sides, top eight sides. So if we're not on the A game, we're in for a battle, and we've got to expect that. That's what I said to the lads. Every game's a battle. We've got quality players in the team, but we've got to match the work rate and the work ethic of the opposition. If we do that, then we should be all right.
Well, Alan Armstrong, manager at Blyth Spartans, a big thank you for coming on the show. We'll leave you in peace now for a few weeks and a few months. But when the title mix-up is all falling into place, we'll definitely get you back on then, mate.
No, that's great, Ben. Thanks a lot.
So a big thank you there to the Blyth Spartans manager, Alan Armstrong, for joining us on this week's show. Michelover Sports hosting Blyth Spartans this weekend. Looking on, I feel, there's a big, big six-pointer taking place. Whitby Town and Buxton, they've been to-in and fro-in between the top and fifth place all season long. They're still in the playoff mix, well and truly. Whitby Town hosting Buxton this weekend. We're going to be speaking to Andrew Snaith in a second from Whitby Town Radio. But James, your thoughts on this one?
Interesting to think that a couple of weeks ago, both of these are getting money played. It's now turned into a little bit of an eliminator as such. Looking at how Whitby and Buxton have done last couple of weeks, only two wins out of the last six of the both of them. And obviously it's that long trip to Whitby. I would like to say weather would affect them both, but let's be honest, both clubs are used to playing in this sort of winter, January sort of coldness at the moment.
We all are, James. We're Northerners. Come on.
But there's different styles of it. You've got Whitby compared to Buxton. Let's be honest, there is a little bit more...
Seriously, you should have been there Tuesday. It was freezing, absolutely freezing.
I was there for the Dukeson, don't worry. but yeah, it's going to be a tough one to predict because both teams need the points just to stay up there. I think Buxton have just got that little bit more at the moment time looking at the teams that they've played. But let's not rule Whitby out. The season that they've had has been fantastic. And the last time they had this little bit of a dip, they went on an 8-match winning streak just to get to cement themselves at the top end. So it's tough to call. I can't even predict this one at this moment in time. I think Buxton may just sneak in, but it can go any of the three ways, win, lose or draw for both sides.
Those are the views of James Hayes. Let's hear now from Whitby Town Radio's very own, it's the welcome return to the show of Andrew Snaith.
Hiya, Ben. Nice to hear from you.
So I've called this a playoff, maybe even title six-pointer. It still gives me a warm sense inside that we're talking about Whitby and Buxton in this regard. Both cracking clubs, both go head-to-head this Saturday at the Turnbull.
Yeah, huge game. I think possibly not quite as big as the build-up it's getting, because as you look at the...
Well, thank you, Andy. Good night.
Buxton a second and Whitby a fourth, but you've got Spennymoor on Whitby's shoulder with two games in hand, Stourbridge with three games in hand, Nantwich and Matlock all waiting in the wings, these four teams with all the games in hand, and it's so much pressure on Whitby, and yet another away defeat this past Saturday down at Hill Zone for Whitby. I mean, you go down the league and there's actually only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I think it's 6 teams who've got worse away records than Whitby that have lost more games than that 7 on the travels for the Seasiders. It's the away form that's costing Whitby and losing them these games. You know, 9 defeats already. I think it's a big ask for them to stay in the title picture. If they are going to do it, it's going to be at home. It's going to be at the Turnbull. Just 2 defeats at home in the league, and that's been the fortress this season. And it's been the case for Buxton as well at home. I know you were there in midweek.
Yeah, everyone in the main stand there were quite surprised. Firstly, that Buxton had conceded, and then to get the defeat. Admittedly, they did have 10 men though for the majority of that second half. So. But back to this game then for Whitby against Buxton. Would you describe it then as really a must win for Whitby?
Yeah, I think so, Ben. I think if Whitby have realistic ambitions of making that top five, they've got to be winning no home games. You know, you to be fair, and with all due respect to the teams, Hailstone away, Ashton away, those last two games in the league, you're expecting those to be must wins. Look at the league table. Hailstone struggling. I don't think they'd had a win in 10 or 11 games, and Whitby struggled to trouble the keeper, Ashton. An even more extreme example of that, they had a midfielder in net. They had Richard Smith in goal after 6 minutes of the game, and yet Whitby scored once and lost 3-1. It's just, you know, from Whitby's perspective, that's an issue. And that's been compounded, I think, for some fans by the fact that Mikey Roberts, Whitby's top scorer from last season, has gone out on loan to Gisborough Town, one of the Northern League sides up the road. Yes, he's struggled to hit the net this season, but most fans would think, well, he needs to be in the team. He needs to be playing to get back into form, and it leaves Whitby quite short up front with strike options. Got a lot of very skillful and creative midfielders, but lack of goals and lack of out-and-out goal scorers. And that, to be honest, Ben, is that there's a lot of disappointment in that decision, and I think I don't know whether that'll come through at the Turnbull. Hopefully not from a Whitby perspective, but there's a bit of disappointment definitely this week at Chris Hardy's choice of sending Mikey out on a loan.
Well, to be honest, I'm as I was saying earlier, I'm it does fill me with a warm glow. I'm dead happy that a club like Whitby, like Buxton, are up in the top half of the table, challenging. It's cracking to see, and I think we can safely say that this is a significant match this weekend, and therefore, if you can't make the game, there's only one place to go, isn't that right, Andy?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Whitby Town Radio will be live. Myself and Paul Connolly there too, and producer Lee as well, keeping us right and on air, hopefully. Whitby-town.com. You can find all the action through that link. It's still brilliant. I love the way it's been set up as well, Ben. But you're talking about Stafford Rangers and their managers being sure that they're going to get involved. I mean, they are only 8 points off the playoffs. It's so tight. It's ridiculous. Books them in second, 49 points, and then 12 points further down, you know, 15, 16, 17. There's so many teams that could get involved. It's ridiculous, but great for us.
So, Andrew Snaith there. Remember, if you're listening in from any other ground or sitting at home on Saturday listening to Whitby Town Radio, a very intriguing match, that one there. Whitby Town against Buxton. There's also a boom fixture, James. A proper boom fixture coming from the Midlands on Saturday. Hensford Town against Rushall Olympic. Rushall haven't played in a while. This one, it's a must-win for Hensford. They have dropped down to 11th in the league, but they do have a few games in hand over the teams around them. It's a big game, this one, for both clubs, really, isn't it?
More so for Rushall than it is for Hensford at this moment in time, but Hensford, looking at, again, three straight defeats and against teams that are part of the playoffs. Massive derby game, and Hensford have got to go into that, get the win at this moment in time. Rushall have had a couple of games in the last couple of weeks, obviously a point out the last three as well.
John Allen clearly is a very, very good manager. I think he's proven himself over the last 4 or 5 months, hasn't he, at Rushall. It is superb stuff what's being done there. We are going to get Rushall on in a week or so. We've not spoken to them in a while. In fifth position at the moment is Spennymoor Town. They're hosting Colville this weekend. What do you think? For Spennymoor, a 1-1 draw in the last outing against Marine. It's not, as Swampy was saying earlier, Marine's a tough place to go to, especially with all that travelling from the northeast. Spennymoor will be looking to bounce back. Colville, just to let you know, Colville are playing Corby tonight, so we don't know. But the magic of radio, James, we could say Colville will be looking to bounce back from their midweek defeat. Colville, obviously, are in a good run of form after Wednesday's win. James, thoughts?
Cheers. Obviously, it's looking at the last couple of games where they've played.
Oh, wait, James, I'm not factoring in if it's a draw. Colville and Corby obviously drew midweek, so there you go.
Looking at what they've done against the teams at the top half at this moment in time, Colville have struggled in the last few weeks. Obviously, they are one of the mid-table teams, I keep saying, week in, week out. Lost to Barwell and the loss to Blythe off the top end, so they don't like playing the top six, it seems. But again, they are the team that can cause a lot of problems. I think Spennymoor have got a bit too much for Colville. It's just Colville have been dropping down the table quite a lot, losing games very, very late on. So again, that's all credit to Colville for the start that they had. But I think Spennymoor have got that little bit extra at this moment in time just to see himself through, especially with the opportunity to go third in the table if results go certain ways this weekend.
Well, thanks to the magic of radio, I can now reveal that Wednesday night's match between Corby Town and Colville Town finished 2-1 to Colville Town. And after the match, Tommy Brookbank spoke to Colville Town on Audio Boom.
First and foremost, it's a massive, important 3 points. You know, we came here to get the win at all costs. We've watched them the last couple of games. We set to a game plan, and I thought we stuck to it. I thought while we got 11 men, we were completely dominant in the fact that Matty didn't have any saves to make, and we've hit the post. We've had one or two other efforts, but obviously the game changes on the sending off.
But even before the sending off, you've got to be pleased with how well we defended under a little bit of pressure first off, and they had their spell.
Yeah, and you know, fair credit to their gaffer. These are a good side now, and they're going to beat a lot of teams, and I think they've got a great chance of staying up, which I would have said no chance 6 weeks ago. But we are better defensively now, as you know. The games we've lost, and that's not been many lately, we've lost by the odd goal. Because we set up well defensively, we're one of the top scorers in the league.
Yep.
So I always know we're going to score. So at the minute, we're okay at both ends.
And we've got more character now, haven't we? And we're harder to beat than earlier in the season, would you say?
Definitely. Early on in the season, probably we played a little bit more flamboyant football, if you like. We still play decent football, but we weren't resilient. You know, we'd probably be a better team for 50 minutes and be 2-0 down.
Yep.
At the minute, we don't look like conceding men. And that's, you know, Luke Foster's come in there, Geno, the back four really, Torrey and Kyle. They've been superb. And as a team, we work hard and we defend well.
And we say it every week, but another tough one, long trip to Spennymoor Saturday.
It's every game, isn't it? Look, we're the minnows, aren't we? We know we are. You know, these are a big club, Corby. And no doubt, you know, they expect to beat us, and that's fine. I think every team expects to beat Colville in this league. But facts are, Luke, we're on 36 points at the minute. We're 10 points off the playoffs, 13 off the bottom four, and that's where we are. You know, we've just got to keep going, get to 50 points ASAP, as soon as possible, hopefully, and then see where it takes us from there.
Tommy Brookbank's there, manager at Colville Town, speaking after his side's 2-1 away win at Corby Town. So moving along, and Stourbridge are in sixth position at the moment. They've got games in hand. They're hosting Marine this weekend. Can anyone stop Stourbridge, James?
Well, let's ignore the FA Cup. They're unbeaten in the last 10.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to see. And again, fantastic result last night, 4-0 win against Mikulova. They seem unbeatable. Again, I've said about this FA Cup cool down that teams seem to have. It doesn't seem to affect them this year. So again, Stourbridge are the most dangerous side in this league at this moment, I feel.
Workington are in seventh position. They've been, obviously, the news of the chairman leaving the club this week. There's also been a couple of departures as well from the club. But it doesn't seem to be affecting Workington too much. Workington this weekend are in action. They're travelling to Matlock. We mentioned it earlier with Swampy, but we should say it again. Blimey, Charlie Matlock, that was a good effort. A good effort over the weekend against Barrow. Superb stuff. Everyone at the club should be congratulated. That was a cracking performance. Very, very unlucky. They'll be looking to bounce back. This game could have fireworks at Causeway Lane, Matlock against Workington.
Again, Matlock, well done for what they've done there. Taking Barrow to the final minutes of the game. They went there with nothing to lose, and they proved that they had nothing to lose in the game. In fact, nearly taking it. Depends if you have that cup hangover against Workington.
It's clearly a very pivotal weekend. When I was going through the fixtures earlier, you can see how important a lot of these matches are. I know that's an obvious thing to say, but they really are important now at this stage of the season, given where teams are with games played and that kind of thing, and the points and who's playing who elsewhere in the league. It's a cracking weekend this weekend. Nantwich Town are eighth position. They're 3 points from the playoff positions with a game in hand over Spennymoor. They've got 3 games in hand over Whitby Town, only 4 points ahead. Nantwich Town will be hosting this weekend Barwell. Going into this game, Nantwich Town, well, midweek, they did beat Sutton Coldfield Town by 1-0. After that match, manager at Nantwich Town, Phil Parkinson, caught up with the delightful media team at the club.
Phil, not the most fluent performance, but job done and result in the bag.
Yeah, I think when I compare to me standing here last season, I was probably praying for results like that where we could grind out when we weren't at our best. And that's what we've done. I'm not going to complain about the fluency of our football. Our players are learning how to win 1-0. I think we've had more 1-0s this season than I can remember at the Weaver. So it shows that we can do that. It's not going to be pretty at times. We need to have that side to our game where if it's not going our way, that we can get that goal and then defend. I mean, if you look at Sutton's form, I think they've only lost one in seven games or something like that. So they've probably got better. They'll be probably right at the top of the form table at the moment and fighting for their lives to stay in the league. So it was never going to be an easy game for us. They're not going to come here and roll over and have the bellies tickled. They're here, they're fighting, they want to stay in the league. And I really think they will. I think their manager will get them sorted. Obviously, we had many a good battle at Rushall, and you can tell he's putting them traits into his players. They're scrapping for everything. He's got them well-drilled, well-organised. So I personally think they'll stay up if they continue to play like that.
Cookie's come back on Saturday. Josh Hancock in the middle of the park as well tonight. You know, and you've got a run of home games as well coming up as well.
Yeah, it's great that Sean Cook's coming back. Obviously, I think he's still top goal scorer. We'll have to look at that, but yeah, he's right up there. Yeah, he's a real threat for us. We're just hoping we can get him the minutes he needs to find his feet, because everyone's going to expect Sean to come in and just start and hit the ground
running. Including himself, probably.
We'll see. he'll be in my ear all week about playing Saturday. We need to have a think about how we reintroduce Sean. We either start him or bring him on, but he's going to play. He's a big player for us, so it's just about how we get him the right amount of time on the pitch to get him up to speed to where he needs to be. I know everybody in Nantwich will want Sean to play from the off, and I've just got to make that decision for myself if that's the right thing to do or bring him on. So I need to think, yep, Sean will play some part of the game, and then it'll be for him to keep his place, which I know he will.
Curtis again at the back.
Yeah, and that's why Curtis is getting a lot of attention. Kurt could have gone, he stayed, he's shown me loyalty.
He had an offer, did he?
Yeah, Kurt could have gone to a higher level. I'm not going to name the club because I don't want to get into that, but Kurt could have gone just after Christmas or just before around that time. And he showed me a lot of loyalty, so hopefully Kurt will be here till the end. And obviously we'll have to address where we're at with Kurt, but that's what I want. I want young, ambitious players. He wants us to go up, so if we go up, then we've got a real good chance of keeping players like Kurt. So that's the ambition, to go up, to encourage better players to come to the Weaver. But I also really believe in the group of players I've got, in terms of, as I've been saying all season, it's been a rebuild almost. So that inconsistent word that I keep saying this season with regards to how many goals we're scoring and the entertaining football that people are expecting to see here, I think that pretty much all season we've played entertaining football. But when the goals aren't raining in like they were last season, people get frustrated, they get edgy. And the more this team plays together, the more they understand how we play, the better they'll get. So it's just about believing in what I've got, working with them as I always have, and just knowing that that end result of hopefully getting in them playoffs is on the horizon. So that's the main goal.
Johnny Crowther there, from the media team at Nantwich Town, speaking to Phil Parkinson following Nantwich Town's 1-0 win over Sutton Coldfield midweek. Now then, next interview's coming up from this game here. Stafford Rangers against Grantham Town. A very, very impressive performance from Stafford Rangers midweek against Buxton. Admittedly, Buxton were down to 10 men from a sending off. You know, like we were saying, can Stafford Rangers make the playoffs, James? In a blink of an eye, Stafford Rangers are now in 13th position and they're 8 points from the playoffs, and they have two games in hand over Spennymoor.
It could, but there's a lot of teams above them with them games in hand as well. They need quite a few favours. It's them favours that they're going to need week in, week out, and that's what's going to be the challenge for him.
James, you mentioned teams above them. One of those teams above them is Grantham Town. And let's hear now from the manager at Grantham Town. Please welcome to the show, it's Adam Stevens. Hello, Adam. How's things?
Yeah, very well, mate. Very well. Enjoying the lads here at the minute. Yeah, doing exceptionally well.
Now, currently Grantham are 10th in the league. However, every time I look at a Grantham result, it seems to be a good result that Grantham have had. It's been a hell of a season thus far. We spoke to you back in October. It's still going on. What's it all down to, Adam?
Well, you know, I said last time when I was on that I thought that probably the points tally didn't match the performances. And I think at the minute, you know, we're very much a young side. We're learning, and that's come to head really. You know that suddenly we're getting points to match performances. And I think good thing as well, we've gained a little bit of steel about us, a little bit of resolve, and the young boys are learning. You know, which I'm really, really pleased about.
Now, currently Grantham are in 10th position, but you're only 4 points from the playoffs. And when we talk about the playoffs, we always go on about the likes of Stourbridge and Workington and Spennymoor. But Grantham are in this mix now as well. How are you ensuring that the young squad you've got keeps focused?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously we run on a small squad, and you know, but how we play, you know, the lads are running through brick walls for each other. You know, the energy that we've got in the team is frightening, but you know, we're not going carried away. You know, we're quite a level-headed bunch. And, you know, we're taking, this is all cliche, and each game as it comes. But that's definitely where we're at. And, you know, I don't fear anybody. You know, we know where we're at. You know, we can't compete financially with 90% of the teams in this league. But what they have got is a great bunch of lads. We've got a good management team around me as well. And a hardy bunch of fans as well who give us support through thick and thin. And, you know, it's about that camaraderie amongst the whole lot of us, and as well as the ability to go with it as well from the lads.
Now, this weekend, you've got this trip to take on Stafford Rangers. And for my money, Stafford Rangers are another team this season who are banging form, and their league position doesn't necessarily suggest where they might end up at the end of the season. So this is a really pivotal game for yourselves and Stafford Rangers this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Stafford got promoted, but again, a massive football club, a massive fan base. And, you know, to start with, again, they probably didn't pick up the results that probably the form deserved. But, you know, they're well up there in the form charts as well, aren't they? Again, a very experienced team, experienced manager there in Kitch. And it'll be a good test for us. But again, this is where the game's where you want to be involved in. Certainly, you know, the lads are looking forward to it. And, you know, one thing any team which I've got will be certainly getting around the football pitch. They'll be running through brick walls for each other. And, you know, and the boys can play as well. So, but we're really looking forward to it. You know, nobody gives us, you know, chances, really. You know, we're very much the underdogs in everything that we do. Out of ourselves, of course. But, you know, I'm happy to keep the games coming and you know, we believe in what we do and the philosophy that I've got. And, you know, I think, proves in the pudding, I think we only need to score two more goals and we've scored more than what we did in the whole of last year. But that's where I'm at in terms of, you know, of my football, that wherever I've been at, my teams have always scored lots of goals, and that's what I'm trying to implement on ourselves at the minute.
That's a hell of a stat, Adam, and I feel like I should leave it there, to be honest. That's superb. Just to say, we on the NPL show, we give you a chance, but I don't think you want us to. So I'm not gonna say you've got a chance. That might be helpful. Just the last question then, Adam. This season then, is the playoffs now your aim? Is that your aim for this season?
Well, I mean, I'm realistic to think that all them big clubs in the mix, I'm all about improving. I'm improving the young players. We're progressing as a unit, and we'll see where that takes us, you know. But end of the day, there's no pressure on us. We're enjoying playing for each other. And we're taking it each game as it comes, and we'll be, you know, certainly enjoying ourselves, and we'll put a shift in wherever we play, home or away. And we'll see where that takes us.
Well, Adam Stevens, manager at Grantham, thanks for coming on the show, mate, and all the best this weekend. And we'll get you
thank
on
you.
Before the end of the season again. So a big thank you there to Adam Stevens from Grantham Town. Grantham Town, if Stafford Rangers are in the playoff mix, then Grantham Town are as well.
They've got to be.
They've got to be, haven't they? Now, that's the top end of the table. The bottom end of the table is looking rather intriguing as well. There's a big, massive six-pointer down the bottom end of the table, which we'll cover Lasterfield. Oh, where should we start? Let's start with this one here, then. Bottom of the table, Skelmersdale United. They'll be travelling to Warrington Town. It's a bit of a derby. We're going to cover it on the NPL show in a couple of weeks as well about the relegation spots, but it's looking a bit iffy at the moment for Skem, isn't it?
Yeah, it's starting to look a bit like Corby Town at this moment in time. I hate to say it, but it's true. I was watching some of the highlights.
Hang on. pre-Christmas Corby Town.
Just yeah, pre-Christmas Corby Town, let's say. Obviously, watching some of the highlights on Pitch Aero play last night of the Skelmersdale Blythe match, a couple of goals could have been prevented there, and it just seems like they've not lost hope, but they look helpless after the goal 2-3 down, and especially one of them where I think it was the third Buxton goal where it was just launched right over the top of him, leaving it for Dan Maguire just to slot in. It could have been prevented easily. I think that mindset's got to Skelmersdale now. The 10 points behind, they've still got a lot to play for. I mean, if Corby Town can get back from where they were, Skelmersdale can't write themselves off, but it's looking like they have done already. If they lose to Warrington and results go against them again, if the Sutton Coldfield game goes against them, it could be game over straight away, I think.
I mentioned the Frickley Athletic Sutton Coldfield match being a six-pointer. This one here is a six-pointer as well. Ilkeston against Corby. What a weekend we've got coming up in the Evo Stick NPL Premier Division. It's superb stuff. Ilkeston, they have to win. They have to win, don't they? And Corby have to win because somebody above them is going to slip up. So they have to win. Sutton Coldfield Town, they'll be travelling to Frickley Athletic this weekend. It's a proper six-pointer. And we're going to get James's thoughts in a second or two. But please welcome back to the show from Radio Yorkshire. It's Thomas Feeney. Hello, Thomas. How's things?
I'm not too bad, thank you, mate. How are you?
I'm all good, mate. So this weekend, it seems like this weekend's got some very big games taking place in the NPL Premier. But this one's probably quite significant, this Frickley against Sutton Coldfield encounter, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because I suppose it's the definition of a six-pointer, really. Both teams trying to avoid the drop. And you actually look at, you know, the last two results. I know for Sutton they lost during midweek, but their result last weekend, they beat Ilkeston 1-0, and their player Wright, who's on loan from Grimsby Town, scored an absolute wonder goal, which I know went quite viral. It was a fantastic strike. And for Frickley, it's been an interesting few weeks because they've had a game postponed at half-time. They've also had games called off due to the weather. So their actual last win was against Skelmersdale, which is it was another six-pointer, I suppose. And that's how Frickley are at the minute. I mean, you know, they've only had two games so far this year, and they were a little bit unlucky, actually, to lose to Whitby Town on the first game of the year. You know, Whitby are flying high at the minute, and I think in the end, that little bit of confidence maybe just did Frickley in. But I suppose that's the thing for Lee Morris's team, is he will be delighted with how they're going at the minute. They've got a couple of new signings in, the likes of Joe Pugh coming in from Doncaster Rovers, who, you know, highly rated at Doncaster. He's someone who certainly has, you know, a pedigree. His father, you know, played plenty of games in league football, and I think the hope is there that he'll have a month at Frickley. It could be extended, of course, but that he'll get that game time and, you know, then be within a chance of getting into that Denny team. And they've also brought in Wade Fairhurst, who is someone who, you know, Boston United, it just hasn't worked this season. I think the change in management kind of did it in for him, because the old manager seemed to actually enjoy playing him. The new manager's come in, new ideas, and he seems to be the one that's lost out a bit. But again, he's a player with great pedigree. You know, he was at Doncaster Rovers, and, you know, I know he was at FC Halifax Town for a short spell last season. So I think, yeah, for Lee Morris, he'll be looking at this game. He will know the importance of this match, because if they win, they, you know, they're just building a little bit of a gap. They can, you know, start to think about climbing the table a little bit more. But the same can be said to Sutton Coldfield.
Absolutely. I mean, we pre-recorded much of this show on Wednesday, so we didn't know what was going on at Corby. But Corby have been pulling out some cracking results of late. But that defeat to Colville on Wednesday evening has kind of made this game really important now between Frickley and Sutton Coldfield. There's still a chance the likes of Corby and Ilkeston can click, I'm pretty sure of it. But like you say, it is pretty much, at this moment in time anyway, certainly down to Frickley and Sutton Coldfield, and therefore, well, the pressure's on for both clubs. But it feels like for Frickley that Frickley have played the likes of Skem in recent weeks, and they've passed with flying colours, haven't they?
And I think that's the thing, you know, that experience of facing the teams around you, facing the teams that are fighting for their lives just like yourself. Frickley have got that in the bag already, and have already picked up the points. And I think that's the thing here, you know, when Lee Morris took over, it was a case of, you know, last season under Carl Rose, it was absolutely incredible what the side did. And it's such a shame, really, that they, you know, obviously the a majority of the playing squad from last season, the big names, decided to leave, you know, try their hand at different levels. And, you know, I think the weird thing is it, one or two of them players have actually had to drop down the league now because, you know, they've gone up, it hasn't worked out. And, you know, maybe, you know, it's an option of who's available now, which club's going to take me. So, yeah, I think for Frickley, it really is a case now. They know if they can win this one, all of a sudden they can start to think, you know, the other places in the table are realistic rather than, you know, really being focused on how big this relegation battle will be.
And I'm sure it won't just be Frickley and Sutton Coldfield and Corby and Ilkeston and Skem supporters watching this, but also Hales Owen and Marine just looking over the shoulder ever so slightly going, what's going on back there? I don't like it. I don't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You know, they've got a bit of a gap at the minute, but, you know, the bit of a gap can very easily be got rid of in three games. So it is one of them where they know, you know, you look at Marine, if they, you know, lose two or three games and results go elsewhere, don't go in their favour, all of a sudden they are going to be right in the middle of this relegation battle. So it really is a case, you know, then I think them teams aren't going to be so short-sighted to think, right, we've got a bit of a gap, we're OK, we're safe, we don't need to do anything. But, you know, they'll be looking at the likes of Frickley, they'll be looking at the likes of Sutton Coldfield as well, the results that they picked up, you know, just one or two results recently, but the fact is they are picking up these results, and come the end of the season, that could be crucial.
Well, Thomas, from Radio Yorkshire, big thank you for joining us, taking the time out of your break to come on the show to give your thoughts about this big match between Frickley and Sutton Coldfield. Where's the best place to keep abreast of the non-league world of Yorkshire?
Well, yeah, if you go to Radio Yorkshire's audio room account now, there are plenty of interviews. I try and do two or three a week, so there's always an interview on there as well, so you can have a listen to some of the big names in the world of non-league football in the Yorkshire area.
So a big thank you there to Thomas Feeney for joining us on this week's show. James, Frickley against Sutton Coldfield. Let me just throw in another team into this mix as well. At the same time, Ashton United will be hosting Hales Owen Town. There could be a chance to stretch the legs and start to close the gap up to Hales Owen, and in which case the relegation picture might be nearly done and dusted.
I say people were laughing at me a couple of weeks ago when I mentioned Hales Owen could be in danger, and now it's starting to come to fruition. If Frickley win this game, Hales Owen are in this fight, I think, regardless of the result of what happens at Ashton. Purely because again,
Can I just say something? Well, just before we start talking about Hales Owen, they did beat Whitby in their last match.
They did, but one win out of six isn't necessarily
What a win! Come on, it was a win!
it was a fantastic win for him, and again, it's shook the top end of the table up there. It's ignoring the fact then the draws that they've had at the same time. Both 0-0s to Corby and to Sutton, who they had this
But I'm going to keep playing devil's advocate with Hales Owen. They drew with those teams, which means they didn't close the gap to them.
Hales Owen are going to have to be looking over their shoulder at this moment in time, unless they get a good result against Ashton.
James Hayes, it's now time for our Integro Dudeson League Cup second round Dudeson review. And Ashton United 1, Northwich Victoria 0. Ashton United going through to the next round. But the headline, Tadcaster Albion 2, Shaw Lane 1. What a result by Tadcaster, superb.
Yeah, Tadcaster deserved that win from reading up during the game. I mean, even though Shaw Lane took the lead, Tadcaster were all over him for 90 minutes. They were a team that have so much energy in them. Fantastic result there for Tadcaster against the favourites for Division 1 South. And again, a team I thought could go quite far in the competition.
Just to let you know, some second round matches are taking place in the coming week. On Tuesday night, Buxton will be hosting Nantwich Town in perhaps one of the ties of the round. Leek Town will be hosting Glossop North End. And Matlock Town will be hosting Basford United. All their matches kicking off at 7:45. A big congratulations, as James says, to Ashton United and Tadcaster for making it through to the next round. And we'll have another roundup of the Dudeson on next week's show. But James Hayes, thank you for joining us this week. Thank you for your pearls of wisdom. And you have a lovely week, my friend.
No worries, Ben. Get well soon.
Well, that's it for this week's Evo Stick Extra. We hope you've enjoyed this week's edition. We'll be back next week with another show, but remember, in the meantime, you can follow the show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show, and you can get involved with all the discussions and chatter on the old internet. That's at facebook.com/groups/the NPL. But that's it from me for this week's show. A big thank you to all my guests this week. Also, a special thanks to Nantwich Town and Colville Town on Audio Boom for allowing us to use their interviews this week, as well as Stafford Rangers TV on YouTube. But most importantly of all, a big thank you to you, dear listener, for tuning in. I've been Ben Hughes, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evostick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evostick range, you may need a bigger van. Evostick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.